As your child reaches the teen years, sometimes those conversations can be a little awkward, don't you think? How do you work through those situations? I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up the Focus on the Family Parenting Department. And Danny, you have either faced or you know somebody, maybe through your counseling practice, who has had one of those difficult, sensitive, just awkward moments with their teen.
Well, I think we all can say that we've had our challenges and struggles along the way. We're raising sinners, and we're sinners, right? So it's a recipe for messy moments, and that's family, and that's where love can exist. And I remember this couple, very good, neat Christian couple, very loving, very warm. They went to church regularly. They took their kids to church, and their son struggled with anxiety. He had it got worse and worse as he got older, and then he got into pornography. And then an addiction kicked in, and they were having a hard time with him, and he was trying to find other ways to cope, and it was just getting messier and messier. They came into the counseling office. We got to really go below the behaviors and go into what he was really trying to do. And the foundations they had laid spiritually gave this son the ability to really be teachable and to have a reset. But it wasn't easy. It was a long road, and it was difficult to pull away from the addiction towards freedom. And so it's not always going to be a perfect road, but you've got to lean in and create these foundations anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And as one of my daughters, and I've mentioned this before, as one of my daughters observed as she was entering the teen years, hormones are kicking in. My hormones are really bothering me. So yes, mom and dad, your sweet little seven-year-old will have hormones, and then it gets interesting, challenging, and very, very fulfilling in many respects. We want to help you keep the conversation going, and that's why we're turning to a conversation that Focus President Jim Daly had with three parents, Shauna Hudson, Ellen Slotman, and Nick DuPont. And together, they talked about how these parents took their kids through a Focus on the Family curriculum called Launch into the Teen Years.
Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
So good to have you. Okay, we've kind of set the stage. Let me ask all three of you. It doesn't have to go in any order. Just jump out there. Why did you feel it was important to go through Launch into the Teen Years with your kids? What motivated you to go, okay, it's time?
So I think for me, there were two things. And I think one is that silence just simply is not an option. And the world speaks so loudly to our kids and especially our teenagers. And so for us, silence wasn't an option. The second part was my kids were a little older when we went through Launch. And so we had already done some talks and some books. And when I looked at this one, it had a lot of the topics that other ones don't. So like your identity in Christ, that was really important to us. More than just the sex talk, it was those types of things that were important.
Ellen, how about you?
One of the reasons I wanted to go through this is because I wanted to do something different than what I grew up with. It was awkward. It was a one-time discussion, a look at a book, and I don't know if we ever discussed it again. So
so that minimal, because of the uncomfortableness of it.
Yep. I mean, I get that. I wanted to maybe try something new, make it better. Hopefully it would help.
So, Nick, what's your story with Launch?
So my parents, they got a divorce when I was 14 years old. And even though I was raised in the church, I really didn't know my identity in Christ. And so I spent several years just sort of trying to wing it on my own and kind of set too lofty expectations for myself, you know, and other people. And quite frankly, made a lot of bad choices.
Sure.
And I didn't want my son to go through that without any guidance. I kind of felt like I didn't have that much guidance. So, I was looking for something that would help affirm his infinite value in God and also let him know that it's worth being a faithful friend and to seek out faithful friends.
And that's really good. The Launch kit encourages you as a parent to be vulnerable and relate your own experiences. And that's, Nick, you're leaning toward that direction. Mm-hmm. That can be kind of delicate, how much to express to a 12, 11-year-old, maybe a 13-year-old, about your experience as a parent. How did you go about balancing being open and vulnerable with your children, yet at the same time, maybe not saying everything? Because that's pretty young to go into your experience as a teenager, if that's the direction you went.
It is. I mean, you can't, obviously, you're not going to lay out every detail, but you are going to let them know that you are as human as the next person, and that being flawed is being human. You know, as we studied the word together, Noah started to say, you know what, Dad, there's a lot of characters in the Bible that they kind of messed up, you know, before God was able to help them out. So I think from that, he got that, yeah, we're all flawed. And
that's good. That's a good benefit that he connected the dots that way, that, you know, characters in the Bible aren't perfect people. Only one, Jesus.
Right, exactly.
So, Shauna, you also, with your kids, they had some spiritual ahas as well. What happened?
Yeah, I was really surprised. There's a part in Launch that it's like in the extra credit and the coaching notes, and it says if you want to, you can have your kids talk about their questions with the truthfulness of the Bible. And I thought, well, my kids won't have any questions, but I'll go ahead and just check. And I was dumbfounded by the questions that they had. But what I loved about that was it gave me the opportunity. First, I was able to peek into their heart and see what it was that they questioned. And then I was able to say to them, listen, God is so big, he loves your questions. So bring every question you have to him, because he has the answers. And a lot of the things they asked, I had no clue about.
Right.
And I said, I don't know, but these are questions that we'll find out together.
Yeah, that is so good. I want to make sure people hear that rather than give a false answer or just a misguided answer, admit you don't know the answer to the question, and let's go discover it together. I think that's such a critical point. I'm glad you made that. Sometimes as parents, we can mess up by just trying to be all knowledgeable when we're not.
Well, Danny, Launch into the Teen Years was a major undertaking, and you were the driver. So tell us about your vision. And now that it's been out there and you hear parents like Shauna and the others, what are you feeling about it?
Oh, my goodness. It was a fun kit to put together, and thinking through what could parents use in this wonderful and very intentional conversation that they need to press into. And as I was thinking through that with my own kids and with kids that I've worked with, I really thought, man, we need to begin with identity. That's just something that for some reason has come up for grabs for not only this generation, but generations past, just in different ways. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, looking at friendships and then the influences that we get in, and that leads to a very deep conversation of sexuality and what it means to have a body that has sexual interest and has the physicality of sexuality. And then there are these boy and girl differences that are very real that culture is trying to minimize and push down. And so I wanted to create a kit that opened up the conversation in non-threatening ways at the beginning and helped a parent roll into it with some humor and also with teaching nuggets along the way that are memorable. And we hope that the experience that they get to have with the kit, either on weekend away or in their home, is something they can look back to and laugh and enjoy those awkward moments that they probably had. But then also to look at, you know, how did this set the tone for the teen years? And that's what we're hoping, that it begins a conversation that doesn't end just in one talk, but it goes into the adult years.
Yeah, I so appreciate your heart for this. And this is a great tool, because if I could roll back the clock as the parent of adult kids now, I would say I wish we would have had those conversations more frequently, more naturally, after the first one or two discussions mm-hmm. about all of what you just covered and what's in Launch into the Teen Years. So be intentional, mom and dad, and use this tool. It's a great curriculum. It's called Launch into the Teen Years. As Danny said, discussions about identity, about sexuality and relationships and entertainment.
And John, I even wore a wig in this one.
Oh,
and
yeah, there you go.
There are a lot of fun moments, so enjoy that as you enjoy it with your child.
And that's the mindset we should have with our kids. This isn't a sit-down, and I will tell you the facts of life. This is a sit-down. Let's have fun together as we discuss these upcoming days that are really going to be fun, but also very challenging.
Yeah, and moments of teaching, which are great.
So this is a terrific tool. We'd be happy to send this Launch into the Teen Years kit to you. We're asking for a donation of $60 or more to get that. So please follow the link in the show notes to learn more about donating and getting a copy of Launch Into the Teen Years. While you're at the website, we have an article that we're linking over to as well. It's called How to Connect with Young Teens. And that's a pretty quick read. It's immediate for you. It's going to have some very useful ideas as you talk with your kids. And again, look for How to Connect with Your Teens in the show notes. And then remember to share about this podcast with a friend and leave a rating for us in your podcast app. It's really helpful for us as we try to spread the word about these great podcasts. And on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening today to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.